The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Everybody, we are back with the second hour of the Outdoorsman Radio Show, and look who's on the line, our favorite caller-inner, Miss Fran. How are you, dear?
Good morning. How are you?
Man, you're getting high marks this morning.
Oh, I'll tell you, I'm so excited. You guys, I love you. Listen, let me tell you, I've been kind of sharing tears a little bit all week long.
I'm sorry.
Because that, no, it's a good tear.
Okay.
Because that challenge and offer that you threw out there.
Yep.
Just the fact that you did that blew me away. I couldn't believe it. I hung up, and all week in my mind, I thought, did he really say that?
Yeah.
Did he really throw that? Oh, my God.
Yeah, we're going to throw it out there again. We're going to ask our listeners, anybody who has access to property, preferably private property if possible, to be able to accommodate Fran for a day, half a day, whatever, of hunting on their property. You get around with a rollator, which is basically a walker on wheels. You need that to stay steady, which is fine. But you have the heart of a lion, young lady, and we know that you are going to do extremely well.
Well, let me tell you, and it's because of you. I remember years ago you said, is anybody out inspired out there? Is anybody listening to me? And that was before the Maryland Hunting Coalition started. But let me tell you, it meant so much to me, and I'm going to tell my listeners and you why. I do drive. I have my license. I just don't have the car.
Right.
But I'm in love with pickup trucks since I met you guys. I want nothing but a pickup truck. I'm trying to get my pickup truck by next spring. Because
right.
I'm not going to be happy till I got my truck. And I can call you, like I said, one day and say, Alan, I'm headed out.
I got you.
But look, let me tell you. I have pushed myself. I have pushed my body and my rollator chair through the hunting safety course. It was a little difficult on me to go those 5 nights in a row, leave my home and family, which they all thought, what in the world got into her?
Sure.
Because I was like a couch potato. I was bored. I slept a lot. I wasn't involved in anything. And I start listening to you and your show. And let me tell you, I got up and everybody like, what got into her? You know? I feel like I'm 40 years old again.
Wow.
Anyway, I'm serious. And so I got up, I took the course, then you don't know what I've had to go through with the mobility rides and the taxi cabs.
Oh, I know what you go through.
Trains. I've had to catch trains to go to the shooting course in Odinger. And it has been, but I was determined to get there. Then I got my HQL license, you know, and I was real happy. But then I realized, okay, Fran, now you have not finished this. Because all that you have gotten, if you don't go on a hunt and you don't get a deer, you have not finished this, okay? So I thought I had, well, I do have a friend in St. Michael's. And I don't know, she must not have thought I was serious when I said I wanted to hunt. She says, oh, come on down. Then I found out where she lives. I'll just say, no, golf course. I can't shoot there. So then I thought, oh, and I lost my land. Then you guys inspired me, so I started singing. I've never tried to sing before in my life. And I've written songs about you guys, which I got to get back to working on. But So it just changed my entire life, you guys have. And I love the banquets. I love coming to them and looking forward to them. And you all have made me feel so welcome, which I didn't know what to expect from the time I started the hunting safety course, you know.
Right.
And I says, well, I'm going anyway. I'm going to find out, you know. And it has meant so much to me. But, you know, it's very important in life to finish what you start. When I got to the point of the HQL license, all right, and then I thought, now what? How am I going to get on the land? How am I going to go? How am I going to do the transportation? You know, and I thought, oh, friend, I can't stop here. And I really didn't know what I was going to do to
right.
finish this. And then when you made that challenge last week, it blew me away. I thought, oh, my God, did he really say that?
Yeah.
Am I possibly going to be able to finish this thing?
Yep.
You know, because you don't know. In Baltimore, where I'm from, the people that know me, I've lost some so-called friends, 20 years. You're going to hunt? I didn't know hunters was disliked by some people so much. But anyway.
Really? You didn't know that?
No,
wait a minute. You said you listened to this show.
Yeah, people do what they want. I didn't think they would all just back off. Don't call. Don't say anything no more. But I don't care because I have developed a love for this. I don't know why, but I tell you, I'm getting like you. I feel driven. Driven. I want more. I want to learn more. I want to do more. I can't get enough of it. I don't know what's happened to me. But anyway, and this is something else I want to tell your audience. And I'm going to do something that a lot of women won't do. And you've never done it because you think, you know, it wouldn't be proper. But I'm going to tell you how old I am. December the 1st, by the grace of God, I will be 71 years old. Okay? And this, you guys made me feel 40.
Wow.
Like a whole new woman.
Wow.
So I'm like a fine wine, you know, I get better.
Yeah, of course.
Wine, you know? Mm-hmm. But I have enjoyed you so. I don't know where this, you've given me this energy. I'm like another person. I'm not even the same woman because of you guys. And I just want to express, I do appreciate it. I love the show. And I have not stopped listening since the first day, and it's been almost 3 years.
Wow, great.
3 years now. So thank you very much.
My pleasure, friend. Here's the deal. Guys, gals, I'm stepping up. I'll bring Fran. I'll sit with Fran. You don't have to. All we need is a place. And if you guys can accommodate that, you will meet one of the nicest people you've ever met. You will be a part of this effort, this initiative, this drive that Fran has. And you are so outspoken. You are so dedicated. And, you know, we appreciate everything you do for the coalition. And we want to continue to, you know, keep you involved and keep you involved in this. I don't want to get too prophetic or anything about that, but Fran, I hope you, with calling the show and so forth, are inspiring others.
Well, I hope so. That's one of the reasons I told my age, too. Because let me tell you how I feel about that. To lie about your age and try to pretend that you're younger than you are is a slap in God's face. Because what you're saying to God is, I would have rather you kill me and let me die than to be this age. And that's not how I feel. I'm on extended time, and I'm very proud of it.
Yeah, well, we want to make sure that you get this mission finished, and not finished, but you accomplish what you want to accomplish and go on from there.
Yeah. So,
and look, we'll provide the equipment. We'll provide whatever you need, a crossbow or firearm or muzzleloader, whatever you need. We'll provide all that. And we'll take care of the animal, you know. We'll do the tracking and the field dressing and all that. And we would invite you to, you know, pay attention to that whole thing.
Oh, yeah, I want to do that.
You know.
I want to know how to do that. Because this world we live in,
yeah.
I know how to survive the city life.
Yeah.
I need to know how to survive up there in the woods like you guys.
Because
I never know which one I'm going to need nowadays.
I may have told this on the air, but the first you know, Jacob went and sat with me for a couple of years before we even saw a deer or even got a deer. You know, he'd 9, 10 years old, and his dad didn't want him to take a hunter safety course till he was 12, and that's fine. So I think when he was 10, maybe 11, I can't remember, we were sitting together, and it was the middle of the afternoon. I picked him up after the show, and we drove to Cecil County, and we're sitting in the stand, and I'm just praying, you know, God, send me a gift of a deer, and, you know, let this young man see this process. And so we're sitting there 1:30 in the afternoon. No reason a deer should be anywhere nearby. And a nice little fat little four-point buck walked up, and I said, Jake, do you see the deer? He goes, yep. I said, I'm going to shoot it. Are you ready? He goes, yep. I said, all right. So I shot. The deer went 20 yards, and it was done. And he said, I saw where it fell. I said, okay, great, because I can't see it behind that log. You'll have to go over and, you know, find it for me. Made him, you know, got him involved in the process. So we went over, and he found the deer, and I said, okay, now what? And he says, I don't know. I said, well, we got to get it ready to take out of the woods. We have to field dress this deer. He said, well, what do I do? I said, hold that leg. So I started to dress out the deer, and, you know, and he's looking around in the woods, and I said, what's wrong? He goes, can't you get anybody else, like, to do this for you? I says, you mean like a butcher? You know, yeah. I said, no, their job is to cut them up. We got to get it ready for them to take. Oh, okay. So grab that leg, Jake. So we couldn't finish the deer. You know, we got it to the truck and had a little trouble getting it on the truck, but we finally got it on the truck. Well, long story short, we took the deer to the deer processor, and his grandmother, not Kathy at the time, but his paternal grandmother was saying to him, Jacob, what'd you do with Pa? He said, well, we went and Pa shot a deer, and we gutted it, you gutted a deer. Oh, Jacob, well, didn't that affect you? Did I? You know, she's like crazy about it. So he says, no, Mom, it was fine. And on she went. Didn't that bother you? Didn't that affect you? He goes, Mama, I watch CSI all the time, and dressing out that deer didn't bother me one bit. I thought that was pretty funny.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I think positive, because I already have it's a set called Dead Deer, and it had, you know, for cutting him and sawing him. And
yeah.
All that. So I bought that months ago, so I'm thinking positive. I'm going to get one.
Well, we're gonna take care of all that. All right. Listen, Fran,
right.
We're going to let you go. Thanks
all
for calling in.
All right.
And by the way, your new title is Favorite Caller Inner.
I like that.
All right. Talk to you later.
All right.
Bye-bye. There she goes. Captain Don, Stony Beach, what's going on?
How coincidental.
Yeah, you're breaking up, buddy. Where are you?
Down Stony Beach.
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, that's good right there.
Okay. How coincidental. I look in the other room, and on the Decades TV is a man who used to make his name by giving his age at 39, Jack Benny.
Jack Benny. Sure. We've been listening to the classic radio on Sirius more frequently than Fox now. Yeah, and it's pretty interesting to hear the old stars, Raymond Burr and Jack Benny, and boy, all of them. I mean, it's great how they got their start in radio. Robert Conrad and the whole deal. So what's up, Captain Don? Where'd he go, Captain Don? You have to call back, buddy. You blew out on me. Wesley in Carroll County. Good morning, Wes. How are you?
I'm pretty good. How about yourself, Alan?
Good, man. What's going on?
Oh, I just want to hear what's up with the coalition. Anything going on?
Oh, we got a lot going on. Yeah, I don't know if you listened to the first hour. This man was charged, a Wharton man was charged on Wednesday night. This past Wednesday night, with illegally killing a 17-point white-tailed deer on the second day of the archery season.
Yeah, I heard that, and I heard you interviewed him already.
Well, I had interviewed him prior to him being charged and any knowledge that there was any issue with this deer.
I
was going to write his story. I mean, it's a tremendous buck. We've had three or four deer over 200 inches this year killed in Maryland that are just tremendous, you know, white-tailed deer. We got two of the three stories, and, you know, this third story, this guy that was charged on, he's going to appear November 18th. you know, we passed the Poaching Restitution Act this in the 2016 right. session, and we don't know how that is going to come into play. You know, this man could be looking at some pretty serious fines and restitution for this deer. And for those unfamiliar, if you're convicted or found guilty or, you know, have a guilty plea of poaching a deer like this in Maryland, the way it works is the size of the white-tailed deer rack is based on the Boone and Crockett scoring system. Right. And the under 150 inches, up to 150 inches, is a $2,000 to $5,000 mandatory fine and 80 hours of community service. Over 150 inches, which this deer certainly is, this deer's over 200 or 190 net, whatever you want, but, you know, gross score 206, I believe. That is a $5,000 to $10,000 penalty and 80 hours of community service. So we don't know where this guy's going to fall in with the new poaching law. So we'll find out. And we, you know, we're staying on top of that with some officials in Kent County and some landowners over there. So that meeting's coming up. And then there's also a meeting with Bill and I with the Natural Resources Colonel coming up early November. So we've got some good stuff on that. But the main thing we're concerned about is this lawsuit in Montgomery County, where a citizen backed up by PETA sued Montgomery County on their harvest program in the county Recreation and Parks Deer Management Program. We're watching that very closely because the judge did not give us warm and fuzzy feelings and be positive for hunting. And where the question is the contention by the plaintiff was that the method of bow hunting for white-tailed deer under animal cruelty laws does not fit the definition of most humane practice. Okay? Under Maryland's animal cruelty laws, hunting is exempt from the Maryland animal cruelty laws in general. Okay?
Okay.
But there's a term in there that says most humane method. And the contention of PETA and this citizen is that in Montgomery County, if you're harvesting deer, the most humane method is not bow hunting, it's sharpshooting. Okay? With a more lethal. If you want to kill a deer and manage a deer herd in Montgomery County, you're better off sharpshooting them than allowing people to hunt them with bows. The judge's ruling on that, he said, I could have gone either way on this. That concerns us. So they lost the first battle. They've appealed. So they're coming back with an appeal of their case. That's what we're watching. Because if the judge does indeed find on behalf of the plaintiff and find that, you know, sharpshooting for deer management is a more humane method than bow hunting, what does that mean? Not only for Montgomery County, but for the rest of it.
Spread wide over the whole state.
Thank you. And nationwide.
Oh, yeah. EBA even further.
Yeah.
And it says most humane way.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a bad wording.
Yes. So the coalition has to be prepared if something happens that we can defend bow hunting in Maryland. So we put the fact that case was appealed on our social media page, our Facebook page, right? So what do we get in response? Stop scaring people, Alan. I'm like, give me a break.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So, I mean,
we need to be scared.
Huh?
We need to be scared. We need to be worried about our
exactly.
Rights. You know, our rights can end up out from under us in no time and have nothing to do for it.
You got it. All right, buddy. Wesley, you're absolutely right.
All you do, bud.
All right, well, I appreciate that. Listen, our benefit is coming up in Westminster, March 25th at Martin's in Westminster, noon to 4. So hopefully you can put that on your calendar. This far enough in advance.
March 25th.
Yep, March 25th. Go on the website. Take a look at it. You can purchase tickets and early bird and everything else already right there.
All right.
Okay, buddy.
There.
Thanks, Wes.
All right.
Bye-bye. There he goes. Oh, I know what else is coming up with the coalition. All right. Let's talk to Glenn and Glen Burnie, and then Glenn in Glen Burnie, and then we will go to a break. Good morning, Glenn. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. I'm fine. How are you?
Good. What's up?
I want to get in the contest.
You're in it.
And I hope to do good this evening. I'm trying to do an evening hunt.
Oh, good. Well, yeah. I hope you're fortunate. Where are you hunting? What county?
It'd be Harford County.
Harford County? There's some nice deer in Harford County. You have anything on your trail camera?
That's the only piece of equipment I do not have is a trail cam, so that'll be my next investment.
There you go. Is it private property, Glenn?
It is private property.
Good, man. Good, good. Well, get up there.
It's been 27 years since I've killed one, so.
27 years?
Yeah, 1989.
Wow. Well, you better call back or email me a picture or something when you get him tonight.
Absolutely.
All right,
buddy. I've been trying for years and years, and I've learned a lot of lessons, making mistakes and learning from those lessons. So hopefully I got the book filled up with all the good stuff.
Now, you've hunted every year but haven't killed a deer in 27 years?
I've probably hunted for the last 10 years straight.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'd like to hear, when we have more time, I'd like to hear more about the mistakes you've made.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, we all make them. So. All right, brother. I appreciate it. Huh?
Okay, Alan.
Thanks,
man. I've got a book written down with all the mistakes I've made.
You do?
And I review those mistakes every year, so I will not make the same mistake twice.
Well, let's get together. That would make an interesting article in the Maryland Hunting Quarterly.
Sure. Hey, I'd like to see you in March in that banquet. Absolutely.
All right, sure. Well,
okay,
in
Alan.
The meantime, send me an email, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com.
Okay, Alan.
Thanks, Glenn.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, folks, it's time for me to tell you about our friends at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit number 9. They're your full-line Browning dealer. They carry the brand-new Browning ammunition. But let's talk hunting. Let's talk waterfowl hunting this break, and I want to tell you about the Maxis. This is a 3 or 3.5-inch chamber firearm. Comes in mossy oak camo. It's a new power drive gas system that reduces recoil. It comes to your shoulder terrific. It's a beautiful firearm. It's an autoloader shotgun built for waterfowl hunting. It's called the Maxis, M-A-X-U-S. Then there's the A5. It is the most reliable, fastest cycling, best balanced, and softest shooting recoil-operated autoloader on the planet. It comes in mossy oak shadowgrass blades, DuraTouch camo. It's got a fiber optic front sight. It's got that humpback classic A5 receiver. It's got a recoil-operated kinematic drive system. It's got a 100,000 round or 5-year guarantee. That's how convinced the folks at Browning are that this is a terrific firearm. And one more, and this is the 10-gauge, the Gold Light 10-gauge. Gas-operated autoloader, 3.5-inch chamber, composite DuraTouch armor coating, mossy oak camo. And you want to take a look at a 10-gauge? The Gold Light from Browning. So there's three choices for waterfowl from Browning if you like, and don't forget the BPS-2 if you like the pump action. Clyde Sport Shop, located 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit number 9. 410-242-6108. Don't forget they have a full gunsmithing and scope mounting and balancing and everything else that you need done, cleaning services, all at Clyde Sport Shop. 410-242-6108. 410-242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop. Attention, gun owners, hunters, and shooters. Hafer's Gunsmithing in Hagerstown, Maryland is your one-stop gun shop for sales, service, and training. Large selection of new and used guns? Hafer'sGuns.com. Large selection of ammo and reloading? Hafer'sGuns.com. Repairs, parts, custom gunsmithing? Hafer'sGuns.com. Class 3 firearms, Hafer'sGuns.com. Check out their extensive 1,600-square-foot showroom. Easy access from Interstates 81 and 70. Hafer's Gunsmithing on the web at Hafer'sGuns.com or on Facebook at Hafer's Gunsmithing, 240-347-4906. Above precision, beyond accurate. And while you're at Hafer's Gunsmithing, see a redneck blind on display. Redneck blinds are the best deer blinds on the planet. Do you need a blind for the field edge, deep in the woods, or on the marsh? Choose Redneck Blinds. They're built to last. Redneck's fiberglass hunting blinds, new soft side hunting blind, and the hay bale blinds provide great visibility and shot angles for your bow, gun, and crossbow hunting. Stephen House is your Maryland Redneck Blinds dealer. Check the Redneck Blind website, then call Stephen at 301-331-2500. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. You know, Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools and your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose a Linex premium bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and paint match. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your trucks. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Catonsville Linex, located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built their reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W. Tire and Auto.
Start your day with Sean and Frank, Maryland's wake-up call. Weekdays 5 to 9 a.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your hands start shaking. Your heart gets to pumping. Your knees get the knocking, and your mind starts racing. It's a feeling like you've never felt before. Have you coming back for more? Buck fever, gonna get you, boy. Buck fever, have you praying to the Lord. That rack, that grunt, that snare, that stomp will make you a believer.
Okay, a Hagerstown man was charged with jacklighting on October 17th by an officer conducting surveillance near Bottom Road in Williamsport, Maryland, up in Washington County. Christopher Allen Clark, 22, used a spotlight to illuminate a field from his truck at about 10:45 p.m. When the officer stopped his vehicle, he found a compound bow and two arrows directly behind the driver's seat and within Clark's reach. Clark was charged with hunting deer at night, casting rays, jacklighting, and deer hunting in a closed season. A juvenile in the vehicle received written warnings for the same three violations. The officer seized the bow and arrows, the spotlight, and an inoperable .22 caliber rifle he found in the trunk.
Clark is scheduled to appear in Washington County District Court on January 10th. If he is found guilty of all the charges, he could be fined as much as $2,950. Now, Mr. Clark could not be charged under the Poaching Restitution Act because no deer was taken. You must have killed a deer illegally to be charged with that particular law. But he is certainly in enough trouble by jacklighting with a weapon in the vehicle, even though it's a compound bow and two arrows. You tell me how you're going to shine a light and draw your bow from inside your vehicle and shoot at an animal. But he had the weapon and he had the light. And that's all that really matters, doesn't it? 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. We're going to invite you in this last half hour to call in and register for the muzzleloader contest. We're giving away a CVA muzzleloader. We've been doing it for about 10 years now. We're giving one away in October, one in November, and one in December. The fine folks at CVA invite you to visit CVA.com and check out their full line of firearms and their accessories and their cleaning stuff. And it's a gun I use, and it was my gun. My CVA mountain rifle was used last evening by my grandson Jacob to take a nice sick of deer at 70 yards, and the deer never twitched. So, you know, it was a good shot from a great gun. And you heard the if you didn't hear the interview with Chad Scherer on their pro staff and their marketing guy, the first hour, you'll have to listen to the podcast this upcoming week because Chad gave us tremendous advice on CVA. But go to the CVA website and check it out. And here's how the contest works: you call in, you leave your name, you leave your phone number. And then you go on the air with me. Pepe will take your call. First thing he's going to do is take your name and number. He might move on to the next caller, put you on hold, and then, you know, that's how it goes. So 410-922-6680 to get in the muzzleloader contest. Lines are open now. And while that's going on, we're going to talk to Captain Don in Stony Beach. Good morning, Captain Don. How are you?
I hope we have a better connection this time.
Yeah, it's much better. Thank you.
Howdy, go ahead and get a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
Just a real quick... I had a lot of action top water with the breaking rockfish.
Oh, yes.
Following the birds, as they always say. And my neighbor and I, he was in another boat, he said they were practically jumping in the boat.
Well, I don't know about that.
Video of the swirling rockfish, yeah. But nothing. One keeper out of all that. So we were doing, I like to play with spinners.
Oh, yeah.
So I would troll with spinners just a little bit. I would catch them with spinners.
Yeah.
What I really enjoyed was catching. It seemed like the big, big white perch were under them.
Yes.
And they were thick. The tail was big and wide. And they were, as the young man down in Fort Smallwood often says, they were cetacean size.
Wow, that's nice.
So good eating, even though I don't eat them. I have a friend and his family, they just love white perch. Did some trolling out in the main channel because where I was doing, where the fish were breaking was off of that Brandon Shores Coal Pier channel. I went out in and did some trolling down in the big channel down into the bay. Saw some fish, but I didn't manage to hook any, even though I had some friends who caught some keepers with small umbrellas.
Right.
Using small umbrellas. So,
gotcha.
So that's it. That's the fishing report from that outer Patapsco down to the bay. A lot of white perch. White perch all over the place, but those big clunker size, I'll call them, down around 15 feet of water off of the channels. There's two channels that kind of intersect down there south of the Key Bridge.
Got it.
Okay,
all right.
Sir.
Well, I appreciate the fishing report, man. Thank you.
Okay.
You got it, man. Take care. Bye-bye. There we go. All right. Interesting. Let's talk to Alice in Dundalk and then Keith in Hanover. Good morning, Alice. How are you?
Good morning. I'm just calling to register for the muzzleloader contest.
You're in.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Good morning, Keith. How are you? Hello, Keith. Hello, Keith. Did he hang up? I guess he did. Okay. We'll talk about that one later. 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Call back, Keith, if you're listening. We'll talk to you. Glad to talk to you. So, anyway, where do we go from here? I thought we'd have a few more folks that were interested in calling in the muzzleloader contest and talking to me on the air, but that's okay. That is okay. So somebody asked earlier about what's going on with the coalition. We're involved on a our advocate Bill Miles is out of town. He's on vacation for a week, which is great. But we've got meetings scheduled for. I know somebody called me the other day, wants to support the coalition, which is great. A landowner in one of the Eastern Shore counties. They've got a bunch of hunters that hunt this rather large property and affiliated landowners that had joined, and they asked me to come down and talk to them about the coalition and about the poaching prevention or about the Poaching Restitution Act. So we're more than glad to do that. That's also in early November. So the first week of November is going to be pretty busy with meetings and that type of thing. And, you know, just to let you know, we're not about just visiting the General Assembly. We work year round to stay on top of the issues. And if you're not a member of the Maryland Hunting Coalition, it's free to join. Why not? If you're not a member, why aren't you a member? We've got 3,000 people that visit our Facebook page. We've got 1,000 members. Are you afraid somebody might ask you for $50 or $20 or something like that to preserve our privileges to hunt here in Maryland? And well, we might. You know, we just might. But we might also be able to do something to enhance the reputation of hunters in the halls of Annapolis. Keep in mind, there's an urban mindset in Annapolis. There's, of course, there's the Legislative Sportsman's Caucus that are pro-fishing and pro-hunting, but only a handful of those guys hunt or fish. Okay? So, we have a full-time, year-round lobbyist, our advocate, that we pay on an annual contract. Okay? It is not inexpensive to hire a lobbyist full-time. Okay, and this is a gentleman who's a hunter. His name is Bill Miles. He's been on the show. He's on the website if you want to read about his accomplishments. But he's 40 years in the General Assembly. And we have accomplished so much in the last 2 years. We are on top of things when it comes to the world of hunting in Maryland. You heard about a lawsuit earlier that, you know, what does it matter why Montgomery County gets sued? Because it has broader ramifications. You know, what does it matter if some guy poaches a deer? It has broader ramifications. So, mdhuntingcoalition.org, our once-a-year fundraiser, our benefit is March 25th in Westminster, Maryland. It's all on the website, mdhuntingcoalition.org. You can sign up. You can join right there. And here we are in the heart of the hunting season. Let's get a few more people signed up. And like I said, we have 3,000 people that hit us on Facebook, but only 1,000 members. And it's still free to join. All right, let's take some calls here. Look at this. We got Jay in Dundalk. Good morning, Jay. How are you?
Hey, how you doing this morning?
Good. What's up?
Got a question. First time I heard your guys' show. Just turned it on this morning.
Been here 28 years, Jay. 28 years. 28.
Sorry?
I've been here 28 years.
Wow. I just had to run up this morning to grab some stuff for my daughter's school and turn the radio on, and you guys were on. And a topic my middle daughter and I were talking about it. She wants to start bow hunting.
Wonderful.
And so I guess it was meant to be for me to hear this.
I guess. Does she have a hunter safety education course?
She's been through the hunter safety education course.
Okay. How old is she?
She's 17 years old.
Okay, great.
And she's thinking about bow hunting. But my question is, trying to find maybe an inexpensive bow to go with just in case it's something
I get it.
She really doesn't like.
Yep, I get it. They're out there. They're out there. Yep. They're out there. You want to shoot me an email?
Sure. Let me get pulled over here. And what's your email address, sir?
It's Ellis, my last name.
Okay.
At EllisOutdoors.com.
Ellis Out. All right. I appreciate your time today, sir. Really enjoying the show.
You got it, Jay. Thanks.
All right, thanks.
See you. Bye-bye. Here you go. Let's talk to Frank in Elkridge. Good morning, Frank. How are you?
I'm hanging out, my man. How you doing?
Good. Good.
I have a strange story about a goose.
Okay.
I want to register for the weapon also.
All right.
I fished Morgan Mill for brown trout in the spring.
Right.
And there's some pretty nice brown trout in there.
Sure.
And I'm working in the middle of the stream, and it was an island, right? And I'm always wary of snakes. And I hear this hissing. And I turn around, and there's a big goose with her wings spread and her tongue out hissing at me, trying to get me away from the nest.
Yeah.
Well, I started to walk away, and I said, "You dummy, you got a camera.
Yeah.
A shot of this." So I turned around and went back. She did it again, and I got a couple of shots of it. They're really nice.
I would love to see those.
Yeah, I'll have to locate it. This was 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago.
Yeah, I would love to see it.
I'm sure I'd cap them because really a very interesting and crazy experience.
Yeah, I'd love to see that. That would be great.
Well, wildlife is just so fantastic anyway.
Oh, yeah, I love it.
Okay, my man.
All right, Frank. Appreciate it, buddy. Thanks for the funny story. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Bye-bye. There we go. Yeah. Afraid of snakes and something hisses at him along the stream. Dorothy, Mount Washington. Good morning, Dorothy. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. I hope you're well.
Doing well. Thank you.
Thank you. I'd like to register for the contest, please.
You're in.
And I'd like to wish all the hunters a very good day and stay safe.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Dorothy.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yes, indeed. Let's talk to Ruby in Cambridge. Good morning, Ruby. How are you?
Good morning, sir. How are we doing?
Doing good. You?
I'd like to enter for the muzzleloader.
You're in.
And I thank you, sir.
I thank you for the call. I appreciate it. There we go. And Larry in Towson. Good morning, Larry. How are you?
I'm doing just peachy. How about you?
Great. Can't complain.
Hey, I want to relate to your last call. I've been listening to you, I guess, for maybe 5 years or so. But,
yeah.
And even then, I thought, gosh, this guy's been on the radio for all these years, and I've never heard of him.
Yeah.
I'm outdoors in myself. But,
yeah.
Holy cow. I've
Spread
really
the word.
Your show for 5 years.
Spread the word. I appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you
and
very much.
What about the weather? I'm hearing, I don't know if it's true or not, but... I've never been a real follower of the almanac at all, but it's going to be a really cold winter this winter. Have you heard anything about that?
You know, I haven't. I observe more than anything. I watch the squirrels work. Of course, they're always working in the fall, you know, and that type of thing. But if you observe the animals, in this warm weather, the deer didn't move at all. Why? Well, they just don't move during hot weather. Well, that's true, too. But I'm thinking that maybe their coats are a little heavier this year. Maybe the squirrels are working a little harder this year because they know something's coming. You know, I tend to think that nature's way far in advance of what we know and that God provides for his critters by thicker, warmer coats in a cold weather than a colder winter than when it's going to be more temperate and that type of thing. And, you know, those are the things I watch. I don't necessarily give into the woolly bear caterpillar with, you know, the black being bigger on one end than the other and that kind of thing. You know, that's kind of ridiculous. But I do pay attention to the signs within nature. I mean, we had a tremendous acorn crop this year. It was a good year, but why was it such a good year? Well, was it good because we had so much rain in the spring? Was the weather good to provide a bigger acorn crop so that the animals would have more food through the winter? You know, the deer would be able to pack on more weight to survive. The squirrels would be able to put more away. I just watch a whole bunch of stuff. And I'm not a weather prognosticator. You know, I like to watch the weather and I like to watch the wind and I like to, you know, adapt to the circumstances during the day or see the forecast of what I can anticipate. But, you know, whatever comes, you know.
Yeah, I totally, totally comprehend what you're saying about that.
Yeah.
Nature does work in mysterious ways. You're totally correct. And, I mean, just not just the way the weather works on Earth, but, I mean, if you, I'm a student of the universe, and just the way the universe is expanding is totally natural as well. And I got another question for you. I just remembered. It's coming to me. I'm off my track of mind for just a second. Please forgive me, Alan.
That's all right.
I'm up late today. I'm calling you late.
Yeah, it's all right.
What's the caliber of the muzzleloader?
50.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So, all right.
I'm not familiar with the muzzleloader so much. That's not.
Well, go to CVA.com, Larry.
Say again.
CVA, Connecticut Valley Arms. Go to CVA.com.
Thank you.
You got it. Thanks, Larry. Got to go. We got to take a break. I got to tell you about Clyde Sports Shop at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. Let me tell you one more time about that AB3 Hunter. It's an outstanding big game value package. It's a bolt action rifle on a walnut stock with a blued steel barrel. It comes with a 60-degree throw bolt action detachable double stack magazine and a factory installed Nikon Buckmaster 4-12 power by 40 BDC rifle scope. This is a great value. Comes in 243, 7mm 08, 308, 270, 30-06, 7mm Remington mag, and 300 Win mag. You compare this rifle combination to any other high-powered rifle combination out there with a gun and a scope, and you'll be glad you did, and you'll be glad you went to Clyde Sports Shop to see it. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit number 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108. For Clyde Sports Shop, the website is clydesports.com.
Redneck blinds are the best deer blinds on the planet. Do you need a blind for the field edge, deep in the woods, or on the marsh? Choose Redneck Blinds. They're built to last. Redneck's fiberglass hunting blinds, new soft side hunting blind, and the hay bale blinds provide great visibility and shot angles for your bow, gun, and crossbow hunting. Stephen House is your Maryland Redneck Blinds dealer. Check the Redneck Blind website, then call Stephen at 301-331-2500. You can see a Redneck Blind on display at Hafer's Gunsmithing in Hagerstown. Gun owners, hunters, and shooters, Hafer's Gunsmithing in Hagerstown, Maryland is your one-stop gun shop for sales, service, and training. Large selection of new and used guns, hafersguns.com. Large selection of ammo and reloading, hafersguns.com. Repairs, parts, or custom gunsmithing, hafersguns.com. Class 3 firearms, hafersguns.com. Check out their extensive 1,600-square-foot showroom, easy access from Interstates 81 and 70. Hafer's Gunsmithing, on the web at hafersguns.com or on Facebook at Hafer's Gunsmithing, 240-347-4906, above precision, beyond accurate. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Hey, Alan Ellis here for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. You know Linex Spray-On Bedliners are rated number one, and they carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and paint match. You know what? Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did, the Linex Bedliner, and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Of course, call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, located 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
This is Mark Levin. To take back the country, turn on your radio every weeknight at 7. 3 hours of the most important issues of our time only on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Let's go right to the calls. Let's see. We've got, let's see. Who's that? Emerson. Good morning, Emerson. Very little time left. What's up?
I know I'm short on time. Good morning, Al.
Good morning.
I'm kind of stumped here, and I'm hoping I can stump you a little bit.
Okay.
We've got squirrels aplenty out here.
Yep.
And they're plump. They're healthy looking.
Yep.
But I've noticed some weird behavior. They are chewing on the mortar of the brickwork.
That's weird.
And yeah, and I thought, well, maybe they were honing their teeth or something. But I actually watched a couple of them. They're eating it.
Interesting. All right.
Any idea?
No, not on that one. Let me check into it, though.
Okay, because like I say, these squirrels are healthy as hell get out.
All right, buddy. I got to move.
Okay.
Thanks for holding so long. I appreciate. Sorry about the short conversation. Glenn, Chestertown. Good morning.
Yeah. Hey, Alan. How you doing?
Good.
Like you said, kind of call and say hi and get in muzzleloader contact.
You're in it, buddy. Thanks for holding on.
All right.
Have a great day.
I hope everybody's going out and has a okay hunt. But in my area, I'm over in Kent County. It's kind of drizzling rain now.
Yeah. It may not be bad. All right, buddy. Thanks, Glenn. Bye-bye. There he goes. And then we've got, who's next? Oh, Ken in Woodbury. Good morning, Ken. How are you?
Hey, good morning. I just wanted to say, I've had a problem with ants all summer. I'm watching nature. I've had a problem with ants all summer. And I'm thinking, yeah, we're going to get a hell of a lot of snow. It's going to be very cold this winter.
Yeah, you may be right. Exactly. All right, buddy. Appreciate the call, Ken.
On the muzzleloader contest, too. I wanted to say hi to all my friends up in Western Maryland hunting this day, and I hope they do great.
All right, Ken. Thanks, man. See ya. Bye-bye. And Barbara in Overly. Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning. Just wanted to say hi, too, and I'm getting to the
muzzleloader contest.
That's it. I can't talk yet.
That's all right. You're in it. Thanks, dear. There she goes. Well, that worked out well, everybody. We are done for the day. The music is coming up. Time for me to say, y'all get out, stay safe, and protect yourself.